Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pneumaticos. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled The Ancient Discipline of Mindfulness with a Healing Focus on Jesus. Our study is going to be taken this morning from Joshua chapter 1. But before I get into our study, I'd like to read a portion of an article to you that is taken from the American Psychological Association, and it reads, "What are the benefits of mindfulness?" This article was written by Daphne M. Davis, PhD, and Jeffrey A. Hayes, PhD. It's a very well-written article, and so I'd like to read a portion of the article to you as it relates to our broadcast today. Quote, "Mindfulness has enjoyed a tremendous surge of popularity in the past decade, both in the popular press and in the psychotherapy literature. The practice has moved from a largely obscure Buddhist concept founded about 2,600 years ago to a mainstream psychotherapy construct today. Advocates of mindfulness would have us believe that virtually every cognitive therapist would benefit from being more mindful. Among its theorized benefits are self-control, objectivity, affect tolerance, enhanced flexibility, equanimity, improved concentration and mental clarity, emotional intelligence, and the ability to relate to others and oneself with kindness, acceptance, and compassion. But is mindfulness as good as advertised? This article offers an overview of the research on mindfulness and discusses its implications for practice, research, and training. The term mindfulness has been used to refer to a psychological state of awareness. The practices that promote this awareness, a mode of processing information, and a character trait. To be consistent with most of the research reviewed in this article, we define mindfulness as a moment-to-moment awareness of one's experience without judgment. Let me read that again. We define mindfulness as a moment-to-moment awareness of one's experience without judgment. In this sense, mindfulness is a state and not a trait. While it might be promoted by certain practices or activities, such as meditation, it is not equivalent to or synonymous with them. So several disciplines and practices can cultivate mindfulness, such as yoga, tai chi, etc., but most of the literature has focused on mindfulness as is that is developed through mindfulness meditation. Those self-regulation practices that focus on training attention and awareness in order to bring mental processes under greater voluntary control and thereby foster general mental well-being and development and or specific capacities such as calmness, clarity, and concentration. Walsh and Shapiro, 2006. So So, more specifically, research on mindfulness has identified these benefits. Reduced rumination. Several studies have shown that mindfulness can reduce rumination. After one study, for example, Chambers asked 20 novice meditators to participate in a 10-day intensive mindfulness meditation retreat. After the retreat, the meditation group had significantly higher self-reported mindfulness and a decreased negative affect compared with the control group. They also experienced fewer depressive symptoms, rumination. In addition, the meditators had significantly better working memory capacity and were better able to sustain attention during a performance task compared with the control group. Next, stress reduction. Many studies show that practicing mindfulness reduces stress. In 2010, Hoffman conducted a meta-analysis 39 study that explored the use of mindfulness-based stress reduction and mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. Researchers conclude that mindfulness-based therapy may be useful in altering affective and cognitive processes that underlie multiple clinical issues. Next, boosts to working memory. Improvements to working memory appear to be another benefit of mindfulness research finds. A 2010 study, for example, documented the benefits of mindfulness meditation among a military group who participated in an eight-week mindfulness training, a non-meditating military group, and a group of non-meditating civilians. Both military groups were in a highly stressful period before deployment. Research found that the non-meditating military group had decreased working memory capacity over time, whereas working memory capacity among non-meditating civilians was stable across time. Within the meditating military group, however, working memory capacity increased with meditation practice. In addition, meditation practice was directly related to self-reported positive affect and inversely related to self-reported negative affect. Focus. Another study examined how mindfulness meditation affected participants' ability to focus attention and suppress distracting information. Researchers compared a group of experienced mindfulness meditators with a control group that had no meditation experience. They found that the meditation group had significantly better performance on all measures of attention and had higher self-reported mindfulness. Mindfulness meditation practice and self-reported mindfulness were correlated directly with cognitive flexibility and attentional functioning. This is Moore and Malinowski and 09. Less emotional reactivity. Research also supports the notion that mindfulness meditation decreases emotional reactivity. In a study of people who had anywhere from 1 month to 29 years of mindfulness meditation practice, research found that mindfulness meditation practice helped people disengage from emotionally upsetting pictures and enabled them to focus better on a cognitive task as compared with people who saw the picture but did not meditate. Next, more cognitive flexibility. Meditation also activates the brain region associated with more adaptive responses to stressful or negative situations. Next, relationship satisfaction. Several studies find that a person's ability to be mindful can help predict relationship satisfaction. The ability to respond well to relationship stress and the skill in communicating one's emotions to a partner. Empirical evidence suggests that mindfulness protects against the emotionally stressful effects of relationship conflict, is positively associated with the ability to express oneself in various social situations and predicts relationship satisfaction. Next, other benefits. Mindfulness has been shown to enhance self-insight, morality, intuition, and fear modulation, all functions associated with the brain's middle prefrontal lobe area. Evidence also suggests that mindfulness meditation has numerous health benefits, including increased immune functioning, improvement to well-being, and reduction in psychological stress. In addition, mindfulness meditation practice appears to increase information processing speed, as well as decrease task effort and having thoughts that are unrelated to the task at hand. So I'm going to stop there and say that I appreciate the article very much. And so there are a plethora of articles available to read on mindfulness today. And its powerful benefits for the individual. And medical centers, of course, are implementing mindfulness as a part of their practice. They believe in these persons. And so I welcome the insight and what is going on in this particular area. I want to focus this morning on mindfulness as related to meditation that is found within the biblical document. And I want to contextualize mindfulness within the scriptures as relates to meditation in the Joshua document. In Joshua chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading Joshua from Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west, that is the Mediterranean. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. This promise began with the patriarch Abraham. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law, that is, all the Torah my servant Moses gave. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law or Torah depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua has three main divisions. Chapters 1 to 4. In chapters 1 to 4, we have the entrance to the land. In chapters 5 to 21, we have conquest of the land through many battles and conflicts. In chapters 22 to 24, we have the peril and danger in the land that the people had to guard against to remain in the place of victory. Now, so the key for understanding Joshua and the message of this document that believers, that is the believing one, must be on guard against the impact of the world, flesh, and the devil. The book of Joshua is about the spirit-filled life. And this is the life that God intended us, Romans 8:2. The land is given, but it must be possessed. Title to the land or their blessing is a gift of God. Possession is the result of an obedient walk. And so the people are told, Joshua, you can have as much as you will take. We also have in chapter 1 the Beatitudes of Joshua. Verse 6, be strong, be courageous. Verse 7, be strong, be careful. So you and I know that the term be is a state of being verb. So we have the attitudes that Joshua must possess if he is to be an effective leader. Now, it is noteworthy that I live in an area of the country, and to the south of me, there's this organization called the Institute for Attitudinal Healing, and they do tremendous work there. And I like the title and the type of work they do, what they bring to people. So herein is attitudinal healing for Joshua. And notice that verse 8, it is based on Joshua's attitude of healing, that is, the mindfulness that he is enjoying to have this arrive through the Torah. Now, Torah is an interesting word because it is from a word that means to flow, for instance, to flow an arrow to its target. And in the Hebrew, that is emphasis. Of the root word for Torah, to flow an arrow through space to reach its target with accuracy, which takes concentration, skill, dedication. It takes a mind that is unencumbered with miscellaneous and debris-type information. It requires a mind that knows how to focus on its intended target. And I love the intimacy that is given in the scripture about mindfulness meditation in verse 8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Now, this the word depart is in the Hebrew, it's given what is called the Tal simple active voice. And so, Mush bush, verse 8, word for the park. And it means to let remove or to let the prey go. And so it is a very graphic term. So Joshua is enjoined not to let the book of the law depart from his mouth. That is, he is not to let go of the prey. He is to see the word as vital. He is to understand the necessity of focus. He is to understand that this book of the law, this Torah, is God's source book for him. And therein will he find knowledge. Therein he will acquire the focus, the wisdom, compassion, the morality, passion. Therein will he find all that he needs or needs for his great work. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. The Hebrews were concrete thinkers. And so there is no reference here to let not this word of the law depart from your mind, or a cognitive center called the brain or intelligence. The language is very graphic and concrete. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. And so it is very different. It is not Western in any sense of the word. The benefits of what Joshua will receive cannot be measured by Western instruments and their most minute calibrations. Yes, there is an evidence-based practice here, but it supersedes anything that we can come up with in the West. And in the West, it is important that what we do is measured. And if we can measure it and document it, then whatever we measure and document through measurement is real. Joshua, spiritual exercise of mindfulness meditation. Notice, meditate on it, and the word for meditate here is a verb, as is the word mush, which means to park. The word meditate here is a verb, which means to growl or groan, muse or speak. Hagah is the word, and it is used of the growl of a lion over its prey. The growl of a lion over its prey. So one sees the emphasis on mindfulness, on focus, on careful attention, on the eradication of those things which hinder or distract, so that this full attention can be devoted to the task at hand. He prepares himself. He is to prepare himself for the great work that God has enjoined him to do, that God has commanded him to do, that God has chosen him to do. Meditation. He prepares his heart. Because yes, what he is called to do will be very demanding, so therefore there are certain stressors. There will be stressors, but he will not be overtaken. He will not be defeated by the stresses. He will most certainly have a time of depression, and God will meet him at that point, and because of a particular event, God will speak to him and encourage him once again. Joshua is to prepare his heart for his great task. He is to meditate on the Torah day and night. That is, in other words, all the time, all the time, day and night. In Psalm 1, the same expression of the individual who meditates on the Word of God day and night. So that, purpose clause, you may be careful to do. The mindfulness meditation that Joshua is enjoying to practice will enable him to be careful to do. Notice that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will have and successful. And the word successful here means to be prudent and to wisely understand. Be prudent and to wisely understand. Benefit greatly when we have a healing focus that is on the person of Jesus. When we concentrate on him, when we have a mindful presence of who he is and the great work that he has done on our behalf. He, that is Jesus, is God's answer to our deepest spiritual need. So he is our most appropriate object of worship, praise, and we do well to learn to cultivate a sense of his presence in our lives. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.